Punk as an artistic style is usually associated with music and fashion, but Prague's Jaroslav Fragner Gallery now explores punk elements in architecture. The exhibition, featuring structures built over the span of 5 centuries, looks at what elements of the punk movement can be identified in historic and contemporary architecture in the Czech Republic and abroad. Jan Richter has more in this edition of The Arts.
Punk in Architecture is the name of a new exhibition which opened at the Jaroslav Fragner Gallery in Prague's Old Town last week. The exhibit, accompanied by music by some of the best-known English punk bands of the 1970s, presents several dozen examples of what the authors consider punk elements in mostly contemporary Czech architecture. Filip Schenk is one of the curators.
Do we just try to find architects who are somehow different from the mainstream, who from a various points of view don't fit the mainstream? So thus we have very different architects, and we are very much aware that most of the architects we have here won't never call themselves punk architects or punkers, as we say. But the point was that when architects do speak together right now, they use quite often this phrase, which is somehow empty, but they say he did it in a punk way, or he's a punk what he did. And we thought, well, we know it's really superficial, this language, but we thought, well, let's try to capture it with everything that could be understood in this phrase, he's a punk, or he did it in a punk way.
Some 30 projects by Czech and foreign architects are featured at the exhibit, ranging from Michelangelo and the Czech Baroque master Jan Santini to Frank Gehry, Vlado Milunic, Martin Reinisch, and others. Curator Filip Schenk begins our tour at a large image of a family house, which at first glance looks like several brick-and-mortar side sheds put next and on top of each other.
We have here, for instance, this architect, who is Svatopluk Skládeček. And if you look at the building, you can say there's some sort of aesthetics of punk. It's asymmetric, it's really not nice or beautiful in a traditional sort of way, because the architect, he focuses mainly on the space of the architecture, and the shape of architecture is not what he is very much interested for at the first place. He's much more interested in the space itself. So that's why the architecture can be this punky, how to describe it.
While many of the portrayed buildings and structures do have strikingly punk features, others are quite conventional, such as a tall wooden tower by Alena Šrámková, erected in a garden of a common family home. With buildings like this, says my guide, you need to consider the intellectual foundations of the architect's work.
On the other hand, if we go just right here, because there is something what is definitely not the aesthetics of punk. This is architecture by Alena Šrámková, a famous Czech architect, almost a legend already, a living legend. And if you look at it, it looks really classic. It's very symmetrical. The order is absolutely simple. You can understand the building from the one side, from a side. But we thought, what Alena Šrámková thinks about architecture is that architecture must follow really these ethical or moral terms, like the truth.
I mean, it's a sort of opposition to negation of superficiality or something like that.
Yes, exactly. She's trying to find out something deep in architecture, something the truth of the construction, the truth of the space, and that's why she does what she does. I mean, it's very orderly. I don't know how to describe it.
Contemporary Czech architecture has often been criticized for its respect to conventions and a lack of vision. Indeed, only a handful of Czech architects can be considered punk in the narrow meaning of the term. But some of their projects have become iconic.
the few architects which could really be described as punk architects in really radical terms. And we have here, for instance, Hatriter, the studio called Hatriter. What they did is this little building, and they did it without the permission. They just went on the spot, on the place, and built this little shed. It's called the tea room.
For the readers, it's on top of some kind of watchtower or
it's
tower.
It's a Czech Railways property, and they did it without permission for the Czech Railways. And obviously, the Czech Railways weren't particularly happy about it, and the building had to be torn down quite quickly, mm-hmm. for obvious reasons. And it's the same with Martin Reinisch. He does now a lot of buildings from wood, wood buildings. Mm. And the first wood building, it's not. He called them like storage of wood. Okay. So you don't really need the building permission. But now he's having his little war with the officials because they say it is a building, and he's like, no, it is my wood pile in the shape of a house.
One element of the punk movement is a strong emphasis on the do-it-yourself approach in music, just as much as in fashion. In architecture, this principle might be a little more difficult to exploit, but some areas in the Czech countryside are dotted with sheds, chalets and huts built by their owners. Known as chata in Czech, this weekend refuge was once the imperative for any city dweller. For Philip Schenk, this is a great example of punk architecture.
You can obviously say the true punk architecture is architecture without architects. Mm. So you could look at these little sheds, what especially the Czechs do in the countryside. And we have some of the great examples right here as well. But we want to mainly stick with what is called the high architecture, or what is architecture. I mean, in the opening text, I quote the famous art historian Niklaus Pevsner, who lived in England, who's from Germany, but he lived in England. But he says in his book on the history of European architecture that a bicycle shed is a building. Lincoln Cathedral is a piece of architecture. And that's somehow the starting point, the definition by which we want to stand.
The oldest building on display at the Punk in Architecture exhibition is the Laurentian Library in Florence, designed by Michelangelo in the 1520s. Among the examples of the punk attitude in historic Czech architecture are works by the renowned Baroque architect Jan Santini Eichel. His amazing church of St. John of Nepomuk in Žďár nad Sázavou is now listed as a UNESCO monument.
There is Santini Eichel, the Czech Baroque architect, because he also has a strong vision of architecture, as he combined very basically. Can I describe it as a combination between Gothic and Baroque, which makes its appearing very unique and very unusual. So that's also why we decided to show his building here. Although, again, I understand he wasn't no punk in a way. I mean, he wasn't a rebel at all. But the appearance of architecture, or the vision of architecture, was that strong. Mm. So he was very different from his colleagues at the time, or fellow architects at the time. So that's why he's here and not, I don't know, some other one.
In the Czech Republic of the 21st century, however, radical architectural visions might be paradoxically more difficult to materialize. Philip Schenk says that Czechs tend to be rather conservative when it comes to their taste in architecture.
Right now, the taste is pretty conservative. I mean, if we compare the situation with some 50 years ago, what happened in the 60s, we can see that the 60s were full of strong visions of architecture, and we have some of them here as well. But right now, it is rather, I would say, conservative. Of course, you can find some strong architects, as we show here. We have some private villas. The most famous villa is probably Villa Hermina, which is the pinky architecture with really, really strange interior, because the interior is made by the slope. It's not the classical floor, but it's really a slope. What's the main feature of its inside, which is pretty unusual. But you have to have, again, the client who is willing to have such a building, or willing to build for himself such a building.
The exhibition Punk in Architecture at the Jaroslav Fragden Gallery runs until the 7th of December. More information can be found at the gallery's website at gjf.cz.